This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the second hour of the program. You can bring up what you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Lots, of course, in the news to talk about, but you're not going to hear most shows discussing secession like we do here on Free Talk Live because, you know what, in my opinion, it's probably one of the most important issues of our time is getting out from underneath the boot of the federal government. And just to be clear, I would have said the exact same thing under Trump as I'm saying now under Biden. They both had a boot on peaceful people's heads, and it's time for that to change. And the only way it's going to change is not by voting harder, not by voting for different people and sending them to D.C., even if they've got good intentions. The only way that's going to change is if we just say goodbye and leave the United States.
And it's too paradigm shifting for most other shows to want to bring it up because, well, we don't benefit like the mainstream media does for holding up the empire. Upholding, you know, the union and the empire and
sure.
The federal government.
Yeah, the mainstream media loves having wars to talk about. And that just gets more attention. It gets more people to hold through commercial breaks and that sort of thing.
Well, the mainstream media is also on the CIA payroll and yeah. has been for years.
Absolutely.
I even meant it like that. Yeah, I think they just get direct checks to say whatever the empire wants them to say.
I should add that I'm Ian.
I'm Nobody.
And this is Bonnie.
So there's another story here about secession from our friends over at the Texas Nationalist Movement. Bonnie, you and I had the pleasure of meeting Daniel Miller from TNM. He was up here in New Hampshire visiting.
That's great.
He's a real entertaining character. During the Liberty Forum, which is the Free State Project's yearly convention that they hold during the wintertime, and he had come up to attend a secession panel. And that panel video is online, by the way. I think you can find it at the Free Keen Odyssey, because I think we put a version of it up there. But anyway, he spoke about it, and he's been supporting Texas independence since, the mid-1990s, so almost three decades, basically, of his life. So he's got a lot of experience at this. And they dug through this poll that I teased earlier tonight. I said that this week there's going to be numbers coming out about New Hampshire and Texas and Florida. Well, turns out the numbers are already out for Texas. So actually the only numbers that haven't been released yet are New Hampshire's numbers. And they dug through this and they found, of course, you know.
Wait, the ones that the New Hampshire the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence did, all of those are already out?
All except for New Hampshire.
Oh, okay.
So the Texas numbers are out. The Hawaii numbers are out. The Florida numbers are out. I just haven't had a chance to look at any of that.
Oh, we should do that.
But but I have been looking at the Texas ones to some extent. Although, I just saw this just not too long before the show started, so I haven't really had a chance to dig through it. But the folks over at the Texas Nationalist Movement at their website, tnm.me, say this about it. Bombshell poll, 66% of Texas voters want Texit.
Wow.
According to a newly released poll by SurveyUSA, a top-rated pollster, 66% of likely Texas voters want Texas to withdraw from the Union and become an independent country.
Wow.
Wow.
Now, go ahead.
You know, the only sad thing about that is Texas is probably the one state in the Union that would institute the death penalty for smoking weed.
Yeah, they unfortunately, if you look at the there's the Freedom in the 50 States study that they do every, I think it's year or every 2 years. Anyway, Texas is ranked at number 49 for personal freedoms.
Well, I mean, it's not that sad because if you're into actual liberty, you still have the opportunity to move where you are now and get out of there. But if you're fine with not smoking weed and you're fine with that, you know, you should have the right to leave the Union because they're doing much worse things.
Now, according to Daniel Miller, because what I do when I look at this is I want to make sure that what they're saying is true, right? Like, that's a pretty big number. 66% is a pretty big claim. I want to look at the actual study. I want to look at the numbers for myself and try to find that 66%. I couldn't find it when I looked at it. So he actually responded because he's in one of our New Hampshire exit chat rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, it's likely voters. So what I was looking at, I was looking in the wrong place. But the number of the likely voters number isn't in the data that SurveyUSA released publicly. So maybe I think Daniel might have something behind the scenes that he's looking at. But
SurveyUSA did the survey for Foundation for New Hampshire Independence?
Correct.
Okay.
And they surveyed 8 different states. Texas was one of them. However, right here, question number 2 on this survey was the following. This survey is about possible responses to the political problems some may see in the United States and the solutions some people have proposed. We're specifically interested in Texas attitudes towards the idea of making the U.S. into 2 or more separate countries. Would you support Texas becoming an independent country along with other conservative states or not? And the answers were definitely yes, yes, no, definitely no, and that's it. So when you look at these numbers, and again, I don't see the likely voters category that he was referring to, but even when you look at all of the respondents to this poll, it's 32% saying definitely yes and 28% saying yes. That's 60% of every single person who responded to this poll in Texas. It's over 600 respondents. 60% of them said they support Texas becoming an independent country along with other conservative states.
Wow.
That's a beautiful thing. Because the thing is, once one state goes, it changes everything.
Yeah, a bunch of others are going to feel comfortable leaving. Because the biggest objection that we almost always hear from people about secession is, well, the military is going to roll in tanks, or, you know, there's going to be some sort of military oppression.
Which, it's like staying with your husband because you think he's going to kill you if you leave. Well, if you think your husband's going to kill you if you leave, you really should not be with that person.
Indeed.
Because he's a psychopath.
Time to go. No matter what the risks are. Because you know what's going to happen if you stay home.
If enough states secede, they won't be able to roll in tanks in everywhere.
No, and they sure as hell are going to roll in tanks into Texas.
Hmm.
I mean, that place is humongous and also well-armed. Of course, New Hampshire is well-armed, just not as large. So when you actually look at the breakdown by political party, you got 33% of Republicans saying definitely yes, Texas should become an independent country with other conservative states. 40% of Republicans saying yes, so that's 73% of Republicans. And even the Democrats with a fair amount of support, with 36% saying definitely yes, and 18% saying yes. So you're talking about more than 50% of Democrats as well.
Wow.
Saying Texas should become an independent country along with other conservative states.
Wow.
Wouldn't expect that from Democrats, but there it is.
Well, I mean, I've talked to a lot of conservatives who are enthusiastic about the idea of California seceding. That doesn't mean they're going to live there after it happens, but, you know, I mean, God, if we got rid of the tyrants in California, New York, and Massachusetts, it would change the whole country.
Let's see. There's other questions. Basically, this whole survey is related to secession. That's one of the things that makes this an interesting survey, is unlike the YouGov poll that we started the show with tonight, where it's a 67-question survey and 3 of them have to do with secession and independence, a lot of this, if not all of it, has to do with that. And so there is another question in here that I wanted to highlight, and I'll pull that up here in just a moment. But it does ask specifically, what would you prefer Texas do? Join a country formed only from states that lean Republican in the South, which is sort of what they were referring to earlier, the Heartland and a part of the West, or join a new country formed only from Southern states, or become completely independent from other states except for economic trade agreements and military alliances, or remain in the United States? So it gives people a lot of options in that particular case.
What was number 1?
Amongst all of the respondents, the number one option was to, of course, remain part of the United States at 47%.
Hmm.
But 21% said become completely independent. 11% said go with the Republican Southern Heartland thing that they were talking about. And 9% a new country only from southern states. There's more coming up here in moments. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, and the phones are open here. You can join us. number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We've been sharing with you some interesting numbers, especially out of Texas, with a new survey that's focusing exclusively on the idea of independence, secession. They surveyed about 625 adults just a few weeks ago, late June, I think it was. Looks like it, yeah, the 21st through the 30th. They talked to 625 of them, and was it online? Okay, yeah, it was online. So an online poll. So they didn't call people on their phones. And this is supposedly, now, to be fair, I had not heard of Survey USA, but purportedly they are fairly reputable. And the numbers here are very, very interesting. Now, it changes dramatically, of course, based on the question being asked. But as the folks over at TNM.me, that's the Texas Nationalist Movement, are highlighting, 66% of likely Texas voters want Texas to withdraw from the United States and become an independent country, with a full-on 60% of them, so 66% of likely voters, but just normal Texans, including non-voters, 60% of them say, yeah, let's leave and become an independent country along with other conservative states. They also break it down here, pointing out that the poll was conducted in 8 states. Oh, here's the list of them. So Texas, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, South Carolina, Florida, New Hampshire, and Hawaii. So basically the whole South, plus New Hampshire and Hawaii. And of course, Hawaii is known for having an independence movement there. It is the newest, I believe.
Wait, they didn't do California, sorry?
Surprisingly, no.
Okay.
They didn't. They probably should have, but you know. I think the situation with this poll was somebody had a lot of money they were willing to put towards it, and they had the money, so they picked the states. But I'm glad they included New Hampshire in this. We have not gotten the New Hampshire numbers yet. That's the one state that Survey USA has yet to release. And I believe that those are embargoed pending the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence releasing them first. So I think what happens is the foundation gets the chance to kind of break the news, and then Survey USA reveals all of the numbers.
Okay.
Because obviously organizations are going to cherry pick, right? Like there's something like 24 questions in this survey, and so clearly, you know, some of them have better results than others. And as I was saying just a few moments ago, when they ask a much more specific question, so the first question that we were just looking at was, would you support Texas peacefully becoming an independent country along with other conservative states? And that's what they got 60% of the population of Texas to say yes to, which is amazing. There's no doubt about that. And then they broke it down a little bit further with this other question, asking people if Texas should join a country formed only from states that lean Republican in the South, the Heartland and part of the West, join a new country formed only from Southern states, become completely independent from other states except for economic trade agreements and military alliances, or remain part of the United States. And that's where you then get 47% saying remain part of the U.S., 21% saying become completely independent, 9% say form a new country only from the southern states, and 11% say join the Republican-leaning southern heartland kind of union concept. But even so, that's still, let's see, 21 and 9, 30, 41%. That's 41. So 41% down from 60, saying earlier they wanted to join the Union of States.
Wait,
so,
how's it 41% if only 49%?
So 41% would be 21% saying become completely independent, 9% saying join a new country from southern states, so that's 30 there, and then plus 11, so 41%. The 11% say lean, join the Republican-leaning states.
Okay, but that so only makes it 90% with the 49% saying stay in.
Okay, so 47% said remain part of the U.S., and 13% said they're not sure.
Oh, not sure.
In that case. So, again, very, very interesting poll. Next question on it was, would you support or oppose the idea of Texas holding a vote to find out whether voters want Texas to peacefully separate from the United States? And in that case, you've got 27% and 23% saying they either strongly support or somewhat support that.
Going back to the last question, I mean, you can assume that a chunk of the not sure means not sure which one it should break into. They still think it should
That's
break
true.
Up because, Otherwise, well, they might be able to get 40 or 60% from the question before.
Well, they may also be not sure whether or not they want to remain part of the U.S., because that was the other option in that question. But yeah, you're right, Bonnie. It's important to focus on the not sure options here, because those are people that are persuadable. And in the case of asking Texans whether or not they want people to be able to vote on this question, 50% of them said they support that idea. Only 30% said they somewhat or strongly oppose, and again, a large chunk with 21% saying they weren't sure whether Texans should be able to vote on this question. So, again, I think this is all very, very interesting, and it's a great starting point. I know the folks over at the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence, they would like to continue doing these polls. So maybe every year or every 2 years, to keep hitting the same, you know, not the exact same people, obviously, but, you know, a segment of population from each of these states, and see if this changes over time. See if we can start persuading people to go in a particular direction.
And if this is the first temperature check, I'd say we're heading towards a pretty good trend of people wanting to secede from the union.
Yeah, it's a first. I mean, it's not per se the first. There have been others that have been asked in the last couple of years, but this is the first one that's really focused on secession. Usually, independence or secession is just kind of included as a part of a larger survey, but this one, it's literally every single question, and I feel like I should share more of it, but honestly, I haven't even had a chance to digest it. Plus, it'll be more interesting once we get the New Hampshire numbers in, which could be as soon as tomorrow. I mean, they might even put a press release out tonight, because I know that Texas did it first. I haven't looked at Florida. I haven't looked at Hawaii, but these are great numbers. And so kudos to the people of Texas. I don't care who it is that goes first. You know, whether it's...
I'd like to be first.
Yeah, it would be nice. It would be nice. But if Texas, you know, manages to pull it off, then that's great. If California can do it, that's fantastic. Obviously, those are big states, so it's nice to see them go. But, the reason we should be first is because, well, we've got the best movement. We've got the migration of people moving here for liberty. New Hampshire's the only state of all of the secessionists, pro-secession supporting states that has actually had a legislative move in that direction with CACR 32 earlier this year. Even though it didn't pass, it was filed. And there was a public hearing, which was 3 hours long. You can see the whole thing on the Free Keen Odyssey channel. Just go to video.freekeen.com, and you can watch all of us, the three of us, and dozens of other speakers, I think, probably a couple dozen speakers at least, talk about the idea of secession, talk about why it needs to happen here.
And nobody except the politicians was opposed to it.
Isn't there one guy?
I think there was one guy, and then somebody said that he got convinced otherwise whenever afterwards, like, people talked to him. This black guy, I'd never seen him before. He is from New Hampshire.
I saw him show up at the Democrats event a couple weeks ago. He was there for a little bit.
Which Democrat event?
The ones that were protesting in Keene.
Oh, I never saw him.
Yeah, he was there. The number here is 603-283-6160. Bonnie, you've got a story we said we were going to do last week, and we never did. It's about federal government mandating rules, potentially, about smartphone chargers. And we'll get into that coming up here in moments. It is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The mayor of Greenwood, Indiana, Mark Myers, is praising the actions of a young man who stopped an active shooter at an Indianapolis area mall. Myers says the 22-year-old saved many lives by taking down the gunman with his own weapon. Police Chief James Eisen describes how the Good Samaritan with a gun and the suspect came into contact.
The Good Samaritan was armed with a pistol and engaged the shooter as he stood outside the restroom area firing into the food court.
President Biden is celebrating the falling gas prices across the country. In a tweet, Biden noting prices have gone down every day for more than a month. He said the decrease brings breathing room for Americans. The price dropped about 50 cents a gallon, which on a 15-gallon fill-up is $7.50. USA Radio News. A new report is shedding some light on the Uvalde school shooting.
An investigative report is revealing nearly 400 law enforcement and federal officials rushed to a mass shooting at a Uvalde elementary school, but systemic failures created a chaotic scene that lasted more than an hour before the gunman who took 21 lives was finally confronted. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Home builder sentiment is down sharply as fewer new homes are being sold. The National Association of Home Builders Wells Fargo Housing Market Index plunged 12 points in July. That is the biggest drop since the start of the pandemic and its seventh straight monthly decline. The survey notes high inflation and rising interest rates have dramatically slowed sales and buyer traffic. An economist with the group saying affordability is pricing many Americans out of the market. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody. And Bonnie.
Phones are open here. You can take control of the airwaves. And you can also join our co-host, Mark Edge, at the upcoming Liberty in Our Lifetime conference put on by the Free Cities Foundation. It's happening in beautiful Prague from October 21st through the 23rd. You can learn more about it over at lifetimeliberty.com and grab tickets for 20% off using our discount code, which is FTL20. That's FTL like Free Talk Live, and the number is 20. And then go to Prague, October 21st through the 23rd. Well, they'll be showcasing autonomous cities and intentional communities that are springing up around the world, offering opportunities for settlers to live freer lives. The conference theme is Parallel Structures for Progress. They're exploring physical developments and parallel structures in education and finance that offer education or offer alternatives for people looking for better ways to learn, educate their children, and invest in their future. It's Free Private Cities Conference called Liberty in Your Lifetime. You can go to lifetimeliberty.com, and again, code FTL20 will get you 20% off your tickets. Again, it's Prague, October 21st through the 23rd. You can follow them on Twitter, at LibertyIOL. So, Bonnie, you've been wanting to talk about this smartphone story with the mandates potentially coming down on chargers. What's going on?
I first saw a tweet by Elizabeth Warren where she posted this exact article, and she said, consumers need to have only one smartphone charging option to simplify things, because otherwise it's just a, I'm paraphrasing, because otherwise it's an added cost to the consumer. And I was just like, oh, God, it sounds so stupid.
So, well, there's no one I look to when it comes to tech than Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah, dinosaur. This from USA Today. Lawmakers push for universal chargers for smartphones, mobile devices. A trio of U.S. senators is urging support for a universal charging standard for smartphones and mobile devices after the European Union recently agreed on new rules. Oh.
Oh, well, the European Union did it, so we should do it too, is what they're saying.
Oh, the European Union power grabbed, so the federal government should do it too.
Mm-hmm.
In a letter sent Thursday to Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo, Senators Edward J. Markey and Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts.
Oh,
and
both of them of Massachusetts. Lovely.
And Bernie Sanders of Vermont. As they press
this
for...
This is why we can't have a New England union.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it would be nice if we could get Massachusetts to move farther away, but... they probably won't do it.
God, these people.
As those three... Press for a plan to tackle the lack of a universal charger. Tackle that issue. It's a big issue that needs to be tackled. Like, what? Just...
Well, Bonnie, you have an iPhone.
Tackled like a parent trying to save its child.
And so I bought an iPhone charger.
You have an iPhone, and the Apple devices tend to be proprietary. The Apple, for as long as I can ever remember... with their Macintosh products and now their iPhone products and such, they're very proprietary. And that, what that means is...
They were great back in the day with the Apple II. The Apple II...
That was the peak?
That was the peak of Apple technology. You could open it up. You didn't even need a screwdriver. The
wow.
lid just snapped. It was made to be easily opened.
Yeah, they changed that
and,
sort of stuff.
And,
huh?
You know, it was well-published. Different manufacturers made boards that you could slip right into it.
Wow.
It was a little arcane. You rebooted the machine by typing PR number sign 6, but...
Amazing you remember that detail.
Wow.
That's awesome. I think when I was in elementary school, they had us on the Apple IIe. I remember using the
Yeah,
e
that was and that was just as good. The Apple IIe, mm-hmm. The Apple IIc, but
yeah, they had color
I was
monitors.
So disappointed when I bought one of the first, or my parents bought me one of the first Macintoshes to roll off the line with 128K of RAM and mm-hmm. a 400K flopless disk drive. I went to open it up to see what was going on in there, because, you know, I'd never seen anything like it.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't figure out how to open it up. I didn't see how to do it. So I went back to the store, and I was like... you know, how do I open
what
the case?
What model was this that you
opened? This was the original Macintosh Classic.
Oh, the first.
Very
okay.
first
okay.
Macintosh.
This was what, late 80s?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Probably was.
Mm-hmm.
So I go back to the store and I'm like, you know, computer's cool. I can't figure out how to open it up. They said, oh, you need a special tool for that.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, ah, well, how much is that? Oh, we can't sell that to you.
Yeah.
I was like, what do you mean you can't sell it to me? I bought this thing to learn about
computers.
You're telling me I can't open it? Yeah, I can't see what's inside? and I've never bought another Macintosh
ever again.
Since. I've never bought any Apple product since then. And,
yeah, I feel the same way. And not just about that. I remember in the 1990s when I was a teenager, because you're about 10 years older than me. So I was a teenager in the 90s and was starting to get into computer repair and things like that. I mean, my dad had always been into computers. And
can you do that as a job, computer repair?
Yeah, of course. However, unless you were a licensed repair technician with Apple, you cannot work on their products. And that's also true with, as I understand it, with other companies. So I don't remember if it was Compaq, C-O-M-P-A-Q, they used to make computers. I think they...
Yeah, they made IBM compatibles.
Some
they were a little funky on They have some non-standard stuff, but they weren't too bad.
Yeah, I remember there being companies, I don't know if it was that, it was them or Dell or who it was, but they had, like, their cases were also kind of locked down to some extent. Like, you would need...
Definitely wasn't Dell.
Okay, that might have been Compact. But I remember they had, like, and maybe it wouldn't have been impossible, but they were using, like, Torx wrench screwdrivers, and they were other, like, proprietary-looking screws that they had where, you know, the average person wouldn't necessarily have what they needed to open up their computers because they had them locked in. It probably wasn't as bad as Mac, but there were definitely PCs that were trying that same crap with we're going to lock things down and make it so only our technicians can do things. But the thing is, what we don't need is government to solve this problem. That's what these senators are saying is, oh, we don't like that people they can't charge their iPhones.
I mean, do they think people want $15? It's just weird. Like, it's not some kind of big issue. I've heard anybody, and I've been poor, and I've heard, working class people talk a lot. I've hung out with a lot of them. I've never heard them be like, I got this phone, but, man, I really wish the government gave out, iPhone chargers because I can't afford a charger.
Well, wait a minute. Is like, that what they're saying, or are they
This
saying-
is what they say, exactly. They're planning to tack... Those three needs... are pressing for a plan to tackle the lack of a universal charger, which creates a financial burden for consumers and creates more electronic waste.
Well, they're not talking about giving away chargers.
Not what I meant.
They're
I'm
talking about having a one-size-fits-all charger so you can charge your iPhone on the same cable that I charge my Android phone.
And the thing is, I mean, it's madness on its face because different power supplies have different requirements, not only for, the simple things, the voltage and wattage, but they allow different variances. They allow different amounts of noise on the input. You can't just rent, I mean, they're going to have to make these devices more complex if they have to take generic
more expensive.
They may well end up more expensive.
Sounds like something the government would do.
Do they get into this in the story as far as what exactly they're proposing to do? Because it sounds to me like they just want to impose USB on Apple. Because that's the thing. There already is a standard. It's called USB. I mean, that is an industry set of standards the computer industry came together on, and Apple just said, nah, we're going to do our own thing when it comes to charger cables. And they should be free to do that and let the market decide whether or not that's worth dealing with.
Because they might come up with something better.
They might. There's more coming up here, and we'll get into more of the story, and you can join us here at 603-283-6160 on Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. The phones are open and you can join us. 603-283-6160. Do we need the government to decide what phone chargers should look like? Because that's what they're talking about, apparently. And Bonnie's got more to the story. We'll maybe get some quotes from these know-it-alls who probably couldn't tell the difference between an iPhone and an Android phone if you put them down in front of them. These are people who are in their 70s and 80s. Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, and some other guy from Massachusetts, apparently. So Vermont and Massachusetts, two of the most hardcore statist places on the planet. Certainly Mass is even worse than Vermont. But we'll continue with the story here. And, of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. 603-283-6160. And, by the way, I want to say thank you to Nicole Edge, who is a supporter of the Free Talk Live Amps program. It is a Patreon. You can go to amps.freetalklive.com, get signed up there, and you can help us advertise, market, promote, and support what we do here on Free Talk Live.
Sounds like a Mark fan.
Nicole, I think that's actually her real last name, but anyway, she is a gold level, which means she's doing at least $10 a month, sending it over to help us out, and we really appreciate it, and you get some cool benefits from that, too, so thank you, Nicole. Once again, it's amps.freetalklive.com. So, Bonnie, what else do we need to know about this story? What exactly are they proposing to do here?
Quote, we cannot allow the consumer electronics industry to prioritize proprietary and inevitably obsolete charging technology over consumer protection and environmental health, reads an excerpt from the letter.
As far as I know, there's two types of chargers out there, Apple and everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's like the USB, those circular ones, or, you know, not circular, they're ovals, but those ones.
There are different flavors of USB. There's there's mini USB, micro USB, and USB-C.
Is that USB-C?
Yeah, that's the newest one.
I don't like that one. Anyways.
The USB-C is nice because it is reversible.
Yes.
So that's one of the things they solved with USB-C versus the previous ones, the micro and the mini.
Yeah, you can get only it the right direction.
You can only put it in one direction, whereas USB-C you can put it in over or under, and it'll go in both ways.
Yeah, I do like that.
Yep.
I did not know that, and I have USB-C.
So go on.
The senators did not specify the type of charging standard commerce officials should consider as part of the plan. Lawmakers cite money spent by...
That'll be up to whoever lobbies them hardest.
Hmm.
Yeah, whoever pays them off the most gets to impose their charger on everybody.
Right, and just think about how bad that is for... I mean, they're talking about this as though it's going to help consumers.
Hmm.
But if they
in the environment.
Yeah, and that's the claim. If they actually... It's a lie, because, and here's why. If they actually do mandate this on people, everybody purchasing a new phone... If they don't have the thing that's mandated, right? So let's say they mandate Apple's format. Well, now every new Android phone is going to have to come out with the Apple Connection format on it.
So throw away their old chargers.
Right. So all of the old USB chargers that were in the, you know, USB-C or micro or whatever it was your phone used, those are all no good anymore. Just throw them all
out. Wow. That's probably why they're doing it. They probably got paid off by somebody who makes some sort of wombat charger that nobody has. Mm. And it's like, wow, I could sell billions of these bizarre things.
It's just like, am I the only one who doesn't think that the consumers wanted this ever? Like, I've never heard people saying, why can't there just be... one charger, because I can't afford all the chargers I have to buy all the time.
I mean, I've definitely seen people say, oh, this is inconvenient, right? Like, you have your phone, it's an iPhone. Over on the other side of the room, there's an iPhone charging cable hanging off of a USB charger. On your side of the room, there's a Android charging cable hanging off a USB charger. You would have to get up and walk all the way across the room in order to charge your phone, and that's inconvenient.
Getting up and walking, we need the government to do something about this.
I mean, that's the level of inconvenience we're talking about here. Or maybe it's, oh no, I'm at my friend's house, and my friend only has an Android phone. So I need to charge my phone. I didn't, you know, it's down to 2%. I'm at my friend's house, but he doesn't have the correct charging cable because he's only got an Android phone, and I don't have a charging cable in my purse because mine's at home, right? So that's an inconvenience. We need the government to solve it. I was referring to her.
But
that's what they, you know, there are definitely people who have been in situations like that. But how many of them said they need the government to invade?
And it's definitely not a money thing. It's not like, I don't know, people are like, I can't afford to buy a new charger. I don't know. I mean, they usually come with your first phone anyway.
But they certainly
How
do.
Helpless do they think we are?
they certainly do, but it is convenient, of course, to have a charger with you wherever you go. And
so then you spend $15 on another one.
Yeah, and you could keep that with you in a backpack or a purse or in your car or something like that. But again, that's for people who plan. That's for people who are responsible and take care of their problems and come up with solutions instead of turning to the government and asking them to help them out.
Lawmakers cite money spent by consumers on various chargers for different products and waste created when obsolete chargers are tossed out as reasons for pushing to require a universal standard. Last week, the EU agreed to rules which will take effect by fall 2024, which would allow consumers to only use a USB Type-C cable to recharge small and medium-sized portable electronics. Do you like how they said allow consumers
to only use? That means the press. The press is constantly saying things like, oh, government is only asking you to pay taxes. They always love to just try to cover up what's really going on.
Yeah.
And it sounds to me like what's really going on in the EU is that Apple's going to be the one with their hand forced on this.
Yeah, people are... Well, and the consumers are being forced to have to buy a new charger or being forced to use just any... do a certain thing. It's not they're being allowed to be only allowed to do something. They're being forced. It's just a weird roundabout way of saying that.
This will be their only option. Starting, what was it, later this year?
2024.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. We got 2 years now.
Well, the EU does.
Mm-hmm.
The rules cover smartphones, tablets, earbuds, headphones, and portable speakers, among others.
What happens when the industry wants to move beyond USB-C? One of the reasons why USB has
one
changed.
Of the things this will do is strangle innovation.
Correct. Mm. One of the reasons why USB, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, nobody, you're definitely a little more computer expert than I am, although we've both been in you're good at the programming. I'm pretty good at building computers.
Yeah, that's true. I'm not a hardware guy.
But the reason why these things have changed over time is, first of all, making connectors smaller is beneficial for devices, right? Is device size small, getting smaller than having the connector be smaller? But they can't make it too small.
It can be beneficial, but there's a trade-off.
There's a trade-off. Yeah, it could break or whatever. So you can't make it too small. But also, data transfer rates have increased over time. So there are different USB standards that have come out. There's USB 1.0, 2.0, 3.0. I don't know if we've gone past 3 yet, but USB 3.0 allows for more data throughput to be transferred, as I understand it, over USB cables. And I don't know for sure, but I presume the connector types may factor into that. Do you know if the oldest, you know, one of the older types, USB micro, is, or which one was first, mini or micro? It's always confusing to me.
Well, micro was the one you saw on cell phones. Minis, you would see on, like, GPS units sometimes, uh-huh. kind of wombat devices.
So, can you transfer USB 3.0 over those older types of connectors, or do we need to have, you know, USB-C to transfer? This is a question I don't have the answer to.
I don't actually know. It's frequently the case that cables have to be upgraded with different
new standards.
Yeah. Cat 5 is not the same as Cat 6.
Right.
You can use a Cat 6 cable with a Cat 5 setup.
But they don't go as fast, or the Cat 5s don't go as fast as Cat 6.
And when I say Cat 5 and Cat 6, I'm talking about the categories of Ethernet cables or Ethernet, depending on how you like to.
But that's one reason why things have changed over the years is, you know, upgrades. And so if this law goes into place and USB-C is the one only connection option for devices from here on out, or at least until the European Union decides to allow another one, that's really going to stifle innovation.
And you know what already makes this completely irrelevant that I just thought of? Those little pads where you can charge any device if you just set it there. It's like a little, it looks like a coaster.
Hmm.
And you can set your phone on there, wirelessly charging any phone.
Well, I don't know if all phones have that option.
It's not like an option you turn on, it just does
really?
It.
That's weird. All right, more coming up here in moments. You can join us here. Hour number 3 is on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com.
By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.